Now, several million euro was handed out, 50 million euro in total to communities across the country, I should say, as part of the Community Recognition Fund. This fund has been allocated to areas that have taken in refugees, particularly from the Ukraine, to help with services and to help with facilities in those areas. An allocation just north of 1 million euro was made for Tralee Boxing Club and Tralee International Resource Centre together to provide their services and develop it. And with me on the in our studio in Tralee Estate and on the line, we have got Linda McGrath, Secretary of Tralee Boxing Club. We also have Tommy Kelleher as well, of Tralee Boxing Club as well, President of Tralee Boxing Club. We also have Sean Lyons, who is Chair of the Board of Tralee International Research Centre. Good morning to all of you, and Resource Centre, I should say. And thanks a million for joining us. Linda, listen, I'll start with you on this one. Tell me, first of all, obviously you must be delighted. Congratulations, a huge amount of money. And
thanks,
I imagine,
Sherry.
Much needed for Tralee, and what your plans are for the future.
Well, like that it's a massive, massive thing for Tralee Boxing Club. I suppose we have put an awful lot of time and effort in the last few years in integrating the Ukrainian community and a lot of other ethnic minority projects, along with our own boxers. And what we'd be hoping is that what this money will bring is a forever home, finally, for Tralee Boxing Club. And that it will allow us to grow in the areas that we have been trying to get to with the last couple of years.
Okay. Tommy, tell me about your current facilities and what this will mean for you in terms of transforming those.
First of all, good morning, Jerry, and to all the listeners. What it'll mean for Tralee Boxing Club is, it'll take a lot of worry off our minds, off the committee who have been fantastic down through the years. But look, Tralee Boxing Club started off in 1936. I joined it in 1973, and since then I've, as a young teenager, I trained in various halls and clubs around the town and outside of town. We started off in Stevenson's Hall in Lower Cannon, moved to the monastery within a year, then on to the Parklands Hotel, Hoolan's Bar, Hawley Park Community Centre. We've been all over the place, so we can set roots now in one part of town, and that's what we badly need. So it takes a lot of worry off the committee's mind, and we can get the kids, which it's all about. It's all about the kids, and concentrate more on them and the boxing.
That's the key part of it, isn't it? I mean, it's you've got all these things. You're trying to encourage people, and you're trying to try and see a situation whereby you can get more people involved, give them the facilities they need to get them involved in the sport. If you don't have that, then it takes all time away from that kind of work, Tommy.
Of course it does, yeah. And, you know, in the old days, a boxing club was, it could be any old gym, in any state, dirty old rooms, anything at all. But look, this day and age, in all fairness, Jerry, that's not accepted anymore. And you know, you need a gym with showers and running water and good facilities. And look, please God, with this help from Kerry County Council and the government, we'll be able to give a state-of-the-art gym to Tralee and Kerry. And that's what the young people of Kerry need. And as Linda said, we've integrated well. We've worked very, very hard with all communities, and I think it's lovely to see that, you know, that work has been appreciated.
Yeah. Linda, how look, this fund has come along. You obviously applied for it, but you would have put a lot of work into that application. And I know we'll be talking with the Tralee International Resource Centre shortly, but with them together, that was a key thing in getting it over the line, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was massive. Look, we do a lot of programs, a lot of like high five for additional needs for children. Kerry parents and friends were hoping to integrate adults with additional needs. There are so many programs, so many schools waiting for us to try and get a block out to them. And just to integrate the kids that we have into our own boxing classes and to keep that going, in order to do that, we need the facility. At the minute, you know, our facility, it's just about managing our needs, but it's not wheelchair friendly. So this money means that we can hopefully, with our forever home, integrate all these communities, all these ethnic minorities, integrate additional needs, especially that there will be wheelchair facility, toilets and all that, you know, so that's the importance of it.
Yeah, yeah. So is, where are you going to be, by the way?
Dean's Lane.
Dean's Lane. Okay, yeah. That's where the new facility is going to be. Okay, stay with me, guys. I want to talk a bit more about, I suppose, your future and your plans. We also have Sean Lyons of the Tralee International Resource Centre. Sean, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Thanks very much, Gerry. My pleasure.
Listen, tell me about your part in this project and what this means for ye and the services ye provide.
Well, Tommy and Linda have been talking there, you know, about the integration that the boxing club provides and has provided over the years. And that's one of the key planks in the platform of TIRC, is integration. Now, we've been operating from the facilities in Boherbie for the last 12 years. And if you think 12 years ago, Tralee, there were just a couple of hundred refugees, asylum seekers, whereas now they're here in their absolute thousands. So the facilities that we've been operating out of, we just don't have enough space. It's as simple as that. We provide English lessons on site. I provide them myself a couple of times a week. And we're just overcrowded. Sometimes, you know, we have to turn people away, which we hate doing. So in terms of space, that'll be our major, major, major requirement. And we'll have that. And I'd like to say for the boxing club, I grew up in Castlebar, just up the street from a boxing club, and I was boxing there 10 years probably before Tommy joined the boxing club. And I was telling them earlier that all I ever got good at was skipping, but it's a great sport. It's a sport I have a great interest in and a great admiration for everybody involved. And when you have volunteers, we say, like Tommy, 1973, 50 years
incredible,
giving up his time. It's absolutely amazing, and it's well past time that the club was recognised for all the work that they do and will continue to do.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll allow you as well, Tommy, I suppose, to grow, and that's the object of the exercise, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, because it is very hard, Gerry, to get a facility big enough for a boxing club. You know, you put in a 20-foot ring into the middle of a room, a club, and it takes, it's a lot of space gone. So to get a gym big enough for us is quite hard, you know, if you're moving from pillar to post, renting privately all the time. So to get our own gym, it'll be absolutely fantastic, and that's big enough, we'll be able to take on more kids, because at the moment we can't, and that's unfortunately, you know, boxing has come on so much in the last 20 years, you know, with the Olympic teams doing so well, and Katie Taylor, you know, girls are as big a part of the club now as the boys are, and it'll be great that we won't have any worries anymore, please God.
Yeah, yeah. And Linda, what's the demand like at the moment? Has MMA taken over? Are there synergies there, or is there still a huge demand for boxing?
Well, there's a massive demand for boxing. We can't keep up with the demand. That's why this is so important, that we do get our forever home. Lead Women is a massive programme. We're actually one of 11 clubs in Ireland doing that through the IABA. And we have a massive demand for that, as well as the Kerry Islamic Outreach Service. We provide a service for them on Sunday mornings, which is solely just for women. So the demand is absolutely huge. There's a massive increase in young girls taking up the interest in the sport, and it's fantastic to see, and we just want to make sure that we don't, or that we shouldn't have to turn anyone away at the door, because we can facilitate the demands.
Okay, and that's a definite key part to that. And look, will there be, do you think, synergies between yourself, like this co-locating, Linda, of the TIRC and also yourselves, that'll work well for both organisations?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that with boxing and with TIRC, there is a lot of avenues that we could collaborate together with certain programmes, and definitely we can facilitate each other.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a key part of it. Sean, listen, it's a very difficult question to answer, I know, and it's only part of the story. I know you're delighted with getting the grant, but what are the timelines involved for getting the facility up and running?
Well, actually, that's what I was going to come in with next, is we're waiting on guidelines. Like, the announcement was made last week, and we actually have a board meeting this evening now in TIRC, and we're hoping that we'll get guidelines on when and the how and where that spending has to go, and we don't actually have that just yet.
Yeah, so you're looking for that, and then you'll find out more, and then it's all systems go after that, hopefully, for for a new facility?
Well, that's the hope, that the next time I'm on here I'll have a bit more information, and I'll be as happy as I was leaving Killarney last Saturday when I'm talking to you.
I knew you were going to get that in somewhere. I knew under the belt, low blow. Listen, Sean, on another issue, look, this is a positive, and this is very important for integration and for welcoming people into Ireland. We've seen on the negative side of it incidents that have happened over the last weekend. Have any of the people who use Turk reacted, or what's their reaction to, I suppose, the blockade in County Clare, which thankfully was lifted, and the burning of tents in Dublin?
I haven't heard anything. Nobody has actually said anything. None of our service users have said anything. I'd say, like most people, you know, we're horrified. We all realise the challenges facing us, and the challenges are only going to get greater. And we have to, you know, we live in a changing world, and we have to adapt to that changing world. And hopefully we'll be able to move forward. And certainly this initiative, as Linda so eloquently outlined there just a few moments ago, there's such opportunity here for us to work together for integration, for understanding, for cooperation and so on. So it's really an exciting time, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, certainly are. Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us. Well done on all your efforts in relation to it as well. And good luck with the projects as they progress.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Brilliant stuff. There you go. That's Linda McGrath, Secretary of Tralee Boxing Club, and also Tommy Kelleher, President of Tralee Boxing Club, and Sean Lyons of the Tralee International Resource Centre, on that €1 million in grant funding from the Community Recognition Fund, which will allow them co-locate in a brand new facility in Tralee.